producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, the CEO of the oldcarguys.com, Don Jones, and we're going to be talking about the car company known as the Hudson. Yes, that's right. We're going to give you the inside scoop on the Hudson Car Company and how it got its start and much, much more. And that's all straight ahead right here on Auto World. Also coming up a little bit later on in this hour of the program. He was scheduled to be with us a few weeks back and couldn't make it. But the gentleman who is reviving the Checker Taxi, the Checker Motor Car Company, is going to be joining us a little later on in this hour. Telephone-wise, here's the number, 855-660-4261. Email anytime, 24-7, bob at boblungradio.com, bob at autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to just outside of St. Louis, Missouri, and bring forth the CEO of the oldcarguys.com, the one and only Mr. Don Jones. Don, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. I'll have to stick around and listen to the fellow from Checker after my segment. I was kind of hoping to listen to that the last time he was supposed to be on. But I had a kind of a neat experience last weekend after the show. I went up to a little car show at our local history museum here in St. Louis. And there was a show with Hudsons and Studebakers and maybe one or two other very, very old, I don't know if you'd call them odd, you know, somewhat rare cars as far as collecting. And just ran into a number of folks that were just experts on Hudsons. And I thought, well, you know, maybe we'll talk about Hudson and even some of the races they won back in their day.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've uncovered a lot of really cool factoids here about the Hudson. I didn't realize that it was actually named after a Detroit department store owner. Tell us about this gentleman and what he did to gain the naming rights to the car company.
Yeah, well, you know, keep in mind that around 1900 to 1920 or so, it was kind of the golden age for automobiles, and quite a few people that came from all walks of life suddenly got the urge to go build cars. And that's what happened to this fellow by the name of Joseph L. Hudson. He owned a big apartment store, probably a complex of stores. I don't know if he'd be as big as Sears, but anyway, a store in Detroit, Michigan. And he and eight other investors got together and created the Hudson Motor Company in February of 1909. The goal was to build a car for about $1,000. And even though $1,000 doesn't sound like much now, that's over $26,000 in today's money.
Wow,
and because
that's scary.
Hudson was the chief organizer, they decided to name the car after him.
Well, that certainly makes sense, absolutely. Tell us about some of the car men behind the...
I'll continue to go on. One of the other people that was involved in the car was a young executive by the name of Ranson E. Olds. And he ended up later becoming president of the Hudson Nash Company in the 1960s. They started out with their first car, and they started with a small factory in Detroit. And the first car rolled off the assembly line in July 1909.
Very cool. And tell us a little bit about some of
that's
the first.
That's what I'm picking
that...
up, Bob, so when
oh,
I don't
really?
Hear you,
okay.
I'll continue to talk. The first car was the Hudson 20. It was, in fact, low priced, extremely successful for its day. Now, keep in mind, successful per day doesn't equate to anything that we're doing in the 21st century. They did sell 4,000 cars. In the following year, they went up to 4,500, and they were off and running. In fact, they were in 17th place industrial-wise in the United States by that time.
And that's a remarkable achievement when you consider that there were hundreds of automobile makes being marketed at that time. This was the era of literally hundreds of individual car companies.
Exactly, exactly. And they built a plant in Detroit near the Chalmers Automobile Plant. I think it was almost directly across the street. And the plant was over 200,000 square feet, and it came online in late October 1910, and they were in production 1911. It turned out to almost 6,500 cars.
That's pretty decent, to say the least. Tell us a little bit about some of the firsts that the company had come up with for the automotive industry. They were really on the cutting edge.
Yeah, they were. They went the left-hand drive on cars. There was not too much standardization on cars back then. They had a very powerful flathead six-cylinder engine called the Super 6. And it had a high RPM, and because it had a balanced crankshaft, which was kind of rare at that time, it was able to maintain higher speeds without the significant vibration. And they actually, because of their front-end design and the power of the engine, they were able to dominate the racing in the early years of their production. Had an incredible suspension, you know, decent brakes for the time. Came out with hydraulic brakes. Prior to hydraulic brakes, it's basically stand on the brakes as hard as you can to get the vehicle to stop. And then later on, it came up with a dual system braking as device to increase the stopping power of the car. But one fellow by the name of Dave was driving a 53 Hudson was telling me that back in the day when he used to race his car with the 308 cubic inch flathead engine, that off the line he could take small Chevrolet V8s, you know, and surprise
no
a lot
kidding.
Of people.
Yeah, and when you go back into automotive history and you look at some of the designs from the 1950s, for example, some of them were quite stylish for their day.
Oh, absolutely.
Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, if you have owned a Hudson automobile, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or any questions in the realm of classic cars. If you're out there in the market for a classic car or you have a car right now and need some parts for the car, Don is so successful with his company, theoldcarguys.com, that he can help you out. And Don, why don't you give out your telephone number so if anybody wants to talk to you directly this week, if they're in search of a particular part, perhaps you can get on the phone and talk with that person directly.
Sure. It's area code 314-306-7507. You know, Bob, it's very, very seldom I walk away from these car shows without finding a cache of parts. So this is no exception. Not only did I find a fellow that wants to sell some Hudson parts, but also another guy with a garage full of Jaguars. So you know, feel free to call if you're looking for anything in that vein.
Oh, that's very cool. Let's talk a little bit more about that dual brake system that you talked about. Up until 1957, most Hudsons utilized that straight six engine, but the dual brake system used a secondary mechanical emergency brake system. When we come back, we'll have you explain that system to us, and we'll find out more about the Hudson, and then we're going to talk about the Essex and the Terraplane and lots, much more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there?
Be sure to check out our guest's website, theoldcarguys.com. Don Jones is with us, CEO of theoldcarguys.com, taking us back in automotive history, telling us about the history of the Hudson Motor Car Company. And Don, I'm fascinated by this dual brake system, and you know, it was quite ahead of its time. Understand, it used a secondary mechanical emergency braking system which activated the rear brakes when the pedal traveled beyond the normal reach of the primary system. Tell it, and I understand the parking brake was actually involved in this system as well.
Well, the mechanical brakes and the mechanical parking brakes were two different items, but they came over to using a mechanical parking brake, and which was kind of secondary to the primary braking system. And back in those days, it wasn't really called the parking brake as much as the emergency brake. And in fact, people would engage that sometimes in order to help the braking system achieve its goal of stopping the car. It was new and revolutionary for the time. It basically started using hydraulics to assist the pressure of the foot. Prior to that, it was basically mechanics and levers that caused the brakes to function. I believe their braking system went over to engaging the rear brakes on their parking brake, as opposed to some of the others would use a braking system on the rear of the transmission. There was a small drum back there with a mechanical brake shoe that would close around the rear of the transmission and near the drive shaft. So it was new and revolutionary, but we were seeing an awful lot of revolutionary things in that age, the 20s and the going into the 30s. Hudson reached its peak in production in 1929 with 300,000 cars a year, and they became the number three auto manufacturer. What was happening in 1929 is that it was a year that destroyed, or a time that was all destroying a lot of the car manufacturers. Maxwell just started having trouble in 25 or so. Walter Chrysler took over Maxwell. By 29, Maxwell was no longer being produced, but Chrysler's had just started being produced. And then they were really up against Hudson and fighting them, or going to fight them, to be the number three manufacturer. So you see all these different car companies that are emerging and then disappearing in this time. As you can tell by my stuttering today, it's kind of overwhelming to kind of look at this and try to figure out the timelines of how these companies emerged and then disappeared into history.
No, it certainly makes sense. Tell our listeners about the Essex brand of automobiles. This was introduced in 1919, and this was a lineup meant for budget-minded buyers.
Right, yeah, they came up with the idea to compete better with the Fords and Chevrolets. And prior to that, Hudson was more of an upscale model of car. And the Essex was pretty successful by offering the first affordable sedans. And by 25, with a combination of Hudson and Essex sales, they were seventh. Well, it moved from seventh in the United States up to third by 1925. And by 32, they started phasing out the Essex nameplate, and they came up with a Terraplane brand. And that brand was launched in 32, and it was christened by Amelia Earhart.
Oh,
and,
wow.
From 32, 33, they restyled it, and it became the Essex Terraplane, and then in 34... just as the Terraplane. And then in 38, the Terraplane was renamed the Hudson 112, or the Hudson 112. And those cars were assembled up in Canada and in England.
Wow. For the 1930 model year, Hudson debuted a new flathead inline eight-cylinder engine with a block and a crankcase cast as a unit, and it was fitted with two cylinder heads. This, for its day, was quite an advanced engine.
Yeah, it was. In those days, a lot of people did their own maintenance on cars, and the roads were bad. The roads were being built from towns to the farm areas. The farmers were buying cars and pickup trucks. And consequently, farmers and a lot of, city boys did just about anything to keep their cars running. So Hudson, like the other manufacturers, were trying to build cars that were easy to work on. And when I say easy to work on, not only to do, tune-ups, but also to break an engine apart and to replace main bearings and rod bearings and other essential parts. And in these cases, or in those days, these parts were actually cast. They were Babbitts and ran out or wore out fairly quick. And quite often, they would even have leather shims that they would put around these different journals in order to make up the difference in tolerance. So there was quite often that you would have to tear your car apart after a few thousand miles and do some rebuilding on it. But in the 30s, he came out with the first inline flathead, 218 or almost 219 cubic inches, 80 horsepower, which was pretty powerful for the day, and a fairly high compression for that time, and that was like 5.8 almost to 1 compression ratio. But it had anti-vibration dampers on it and a pretty good mounting system as far as keeping it in the car, keeping it secure, and helping to cut down the vibration. And back in those days, they didn't really have high-pressure oiling systems. They may have a low-pressure system or a pump that would take you out from the crankcase and put it up around the valves, but the lower end was lubricated by what they call a splash system. Those were little cups on the end of the rod journals, and when it hit the oil in the pan, it would throw it up in the bottom end of the engine and, hopefully keep the engine well lubricated if you kept your oil up.
Absolutely. Another very cool little tidbit about Hudson is the first female car designer actually contributed to the 1941 Hudson. So this was big news back in those days to have a female as a car designer. So kudos to the folks at Hudson for doing that. Don, we're a little bit short on time for this week. Everybody check out theoldcarguys.com. And one more time, give out your phone number.
314-307-7507.
Perfect. We'll talk more Hudson next week. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back, everybody. We're live all across North America on great radio stations around the world at GCNLive.com. My name is Bob Long. We were scheduled to be joined in this segment by a gentleman who is trying to resurrect the old checker cab and bring it back with modern features for 2016, and we're going to schedule him for another time because a much more important gentleman has called into the program. He is one of my favorite authors in the entire world. He has written so many books, so many best-selling books, and his latest book, of course, which we're going to do a whole hour on soon, is called Barn Find Road Trip, 3 days, three guys, 14 days and 1,000 lost collector cars discovered. And he also recently has written 50 Shades of Rust, Barn Finds You Wish You Discovered, and of course the great Barn series of books. It all started with the Cobra in the Barn, the Hemi in the Barn, the Vincent in the Barn, the Corvette in the Barn, the Rockin' Garages, collecting, racing, and riding with rock's greatest gearheads. And now he joins us live from a mystery location somewhere in Michigan where he's on a road trip. The one and only Tom Cotter joins us here on Auto World. Tom, thank you so much for dialing us up. How you doing?
Bob, I'm doing well. I'm standing, on Richard L. Thomas Way on the corner of George Salty Place in downtown Chicago at the very, very beginning of Route 66.
Outstanding.
You know, my 39 Ford Woody wagon is parked below the sign that says Historic Route 66 beginning.
That is wonderful. Tell our listeners all around North America and around the world about what you're up to. You're on a bit of a road trip.
Boy, yeah. You know, I was just telling Brian Barr, who's my co-driver on this, that here I am a 61-year-old guy, and I feel like I'm 15 again. I'm standing here in the corner, so if you hear there's a guy playing drums, this car's traffic going by. But we're about to depart on a 3.5-week trip, leaving Chicago and driving on Route 66 all the way to L.A., more than 2,000 miles all the way, as the song says. And we're going to end up, we just got a bottle, an empty bottle, and filled it up with Lake Michigan water, and we're going to dump it off Santa Monica Pier when we get to Los Angeles.
Oh, that is great. Fantastic. And you're no stranger to these road trips, but certainly doing that tour of Route 66 has got to be on, you know, everybody's automotive bucket list. I have people write me all the time saying, you know, I want to do this. You know, is it possible to rent a classic car to drive it on Route 66? But you're in for a real treat.
The car that I'm driving is a 39 Ford Woody Wagon. I actually bought it in 1969. So I was 15, it was 30, and so now we're, you know, I just drive a car. This will be a second trip to California. I've driven, you know, a good portion around the United States, and you can hear cars beeping in the background. Just a great car that, when we go looking for old cars, becomes the ideal kind of welcome wagon or the icebreaker. So, you know, last year we took a road trip. It was in the book called Barn Find Road Trip. And I was pulling off into people's driveways in West Virginia. I mean, these are Hilltops. And if I drove up with a new SUV, I probably wouldn't have gotten a very good reception. But I pulled up in a 39 Ford, and suddenly they wanted to talk to me about my car as much as I wanted to talk about the cars in their front yard or backyard or whatever. So, pretty amazing.
It really is. And you have written so many wonderful books that everybody loves, and recently I know you actually took a trip over to Cuba to explore the car culture of Cuba and see some of those lost gems, and I know I can't wait to read about that. Tell us a little bit of a preview of what you found over in Cuba.
Well, Cuba is an amazing place. It's like a time capsule. So, if you want to know what Cuba was like in the 50s, well, go there now. It's not much different. Very few people have cell phones or computers, although they're kind of sneaking them in little by little. But the cars that will pick you up and drive you around, the taxis and whatever in front of your hotel, are cars that were brought to Cuba prior to 1960. And so, when your car or my car starts wearing out in 5 or 6 years from new, we start thinking about buying a new car. But these cars are 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 years old that are still driving. And these cars wanted to die a long time ago, but they can't. So these people keep these cars running using methods that I can't imagine people in the States using. Like, if you have a Corvair in Cuba, now there are a couple of Corvairs that came in as pre-1960 cars where you can't get Corvair parts there, but you can get diesel tractor parts. So we saw three Corvairs that have front-engine diesel engines in them, and they are a traditional drivetrain with a rear end in it. So these are front-engine Corvairs, and they somehow keep going. It's just amazing the ingenuity these people have.
Oh, that's fantastic. Absolutely. Your latest book, 3 days, 3 guys, 14 days, and 1,000 lost collector cars discovered, was chronicling your last road trip. And what an amazing book that is, Tom. As you pointed out, I mean, the fact that you're driving your 1939 Woody there, I mean, it's definitely attracts attention, and that's what really led you to finding lots of really cool vehicles.
Yep, and I wrote that book because people have asked me for so many years, there's no old cars left. Those are all gone now. They are, all the good cars have been discovered, and I just wrote that book to show people that, no, they're not all gone. There's still plenty out there, and you might just have to get on some back roads and maybe go down some dead end streets, knock on some doors, but there are plenty of old cars. My publisher at Motor Books, Zach Miller, wondered when we signed the contract, do you think you could find 100 cars in 2 weeks? I said, I think I could find 100 cars to stay. Well, 90 minutes after leaving my house in North Carolina, 90 minutes, we're in Virginia, we found 60 cars in a guy's farm field. So I called Zach and said, I don't think 100 is going to be hard to find. We've got 13 and a half days left. And actually, the number was 1,556 cars that we found in 14 days. Pretty amazing. In four states.
That is absolutely amazing. And over the years, you yourself have discovered some really incredible vehicles, being very, very rare vehicles. Even the story of your very own Cobra is an interesting one. Talk about a find that was, you know, right close by to you, and that's an interesting story in itself.
Yeah, a Cobra in the barn is a Cobra that I discovered. It was actually not far from where I am now. It was in Indianapolis, and it was owned by a scientist who whose wife said no. He worked for Scrib, I think. Scrib, a pharmaceutical company. And he actually invented Prozac. And his wife said, nope, you can't drive that car, too much power, you're going to kill yourself. So it wound up staying in the garage for 35 years. And, you know, that was, to me, the find of a lifetime until I found my Cunningham. A Cunningham.
Yeah.
They made 998 Cobras, but they only made 25 Cunninghams. And, you know, the fact that I love the whole Brees Cunningham story and the cars, it's just an amazing, you know, legacy. And I found one in Greenville, South Carolina, in a basement. And
in a basement.
I own it now.
Wow.
In my garage.
Amazing. Well, Tom, we're going to be chronicling your trip on Route 66. We thank you for your call in today. Next weekend, we'll do maybe a full hour with you if we can track you down. But thanks so much for your time here today. And folks can check out the blog that Tom's got going, too. We'll tell you about that on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring. monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely. We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by Le Cig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. Le Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. Le Cig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you put your car sideways. I don't believe in that. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love and leaving fast.
Thanks, everybody. We are back here live. Lost power in my studio here momentarily in Orlando, Florida. We thank you for hanging with us. And now we're going to shine the spotlight on a great story I've been really anxious to cover, and that is the return of the beloved Checker Cab. To tell us all about this and give us the inside scoop, we are joined by the vice president of the company that is behind all of this, Stephen Quintero. Welcome to the airways of Auto World. How are you doing, Steve?
Wonderful. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Excellent. You hail from the Massachusetts area where I am from. I'm from Needham, Massachusetts. Spent 99% of all of my life in the great state of Massachusetts. Is your company headquartered in Massachusetts?
Yes, we're located 25 miles north of Boston, and we're in an industrial complex. And we've actually been in the automobile-type business since 1984. The Checker part of it is actually relatively new, about 3 years now. We specialize in restoration and replacement parts for Checker automobiles.
Oh, that is wonderful. Well, certainly so many folks have beloved memories of the Checker Cab, and this kind of makes sense, the idea of bringing the Checker Cab up to modern standards with a lot of modern amenities. Have you guys been thinking about doing this for quite some time?
Well, not at first. It started out with a passion for automobiles, and I heard your little interview there with Tom Carter. I actually made it into one of Tom's books, Emmy and the Barn. I actually restored one of Checker's concept cars that was made in Italy by Ghia back in 1966 and 67. It made a little bit of a circuit tour through the Paris Auto Show. And, I've always been fond of Checker automobiles. So we started, I started a little collection, and then the next thing you knew, it turned into a business. And what started to happen was we found that there were parts that were just not available. So we made some mistakes and started to copy the old technology that was in the parts that were in the 1980s checkers. And we slowly found out, why would we want to copy, you know, old technology when there's new ways, new materials, new thought processes, and even some things that are for the future. So we started to develop parts that were more designed to make the traditional first generation checker more user friendly.
That certainly makes a lot of sense. So two new models combine the retro appearance with 21st century automotive technology. Checker Motor Cars is going to manufacture the second generation of vehicles right here in the good old United States of America. Let's look at some of the features that you're going to include on the new vehicle. Vehicles will accept a V8 flex fuel engine. There will be a fuel injected or diesel option. It will be built on a full steel frame, standard rear wheel drive, electronic instrument panel, power windows and door locks, tilt steering wheel, composite body panels, like the Corvette, so you don't have to worry about rust there. Four-wheel disc brakes, rack and pinion steering, heavy-duty climate control, four-wheel coiled springs, a composite, once again, not a steel fuel tank. LED lights all around, like you'll find on some of the high-end vehicles. The vehicle will also have a right-hand drive option, an all-wheel drive option, which will make a whole lot of sense for New England and the Midwest. A service lantern, a first aid kit, a built-in 120-volt AC inverter, an onboard jump power pack with air compressor, and a seatbelt cutter combination rescue tool. So you guys have really put a lot of thought into this new vehicle, and I think it's great that you're going to upgrade it with a lot of these things that, you know, we consider today to be no-brainers, but the old checkers didn't have a lot of this stuff like four-wheel disc brakes or coil springs or all-wheel drive option. I mean, those are really bringing it up to modern standards.
Well, that's our thought process. One of the things that you didn't mention and that I definitely want to, you know, let everybody know is we're not after the taxi four-door sedan market. I think that, unfortunately, the technology and the futuristic thinking in automobiles has passed by anything that a company like ours could create because of all the, you know, the wheelchair accessible requirements and requirements that you see in today's taxis, like in New York City. Our thought process is to focus more on specific needs or unique needs that either a business or an enthusiast might have. So the first version, being the sport pickup, it's going to be the two-door appearance of the Checker with an El Camino or Ranchero type body on the rear. So it'll be a sedan-based vehicle pickup rather than a truck-based vehicle pickup. So it'll have the low profile and it'll have the ability to, you know, have low loading angles where, you know, right now it's kind of, you know, one of the most amazing things is you see everybody's building pickup trucks in the auto industry. I mean, even GM is not afraid to admit they're a truck company that happens to build cars. So that's why we thought about a pickup on a sedan-type chassis. And then the other vehicle that we're really excited about is we call it the A888. It's a six-door sedan, which is going to be a touring type car. And that's one of the things that we feel that Checker really will have a place in the world, if you will, for doing sightseeing or, businesses, whether it be a restaurant, a bar, or, a touring an area. So rather than these duck tours, which, as you know, Boston's famous for that, and we think that this Checker tour type thing would be something that we would definitely fit right into. And we do get a tremendous amount of calls for the first generation Trekker Aero buses that we restore, the 8-door versions and those vehicles that were purpose-built are really sought after today. So that's a good part of our business. So we'll continue to do restorations and offer replacement parts. And what we'll do is the chassis will be built first, but it'll be retrofittable to the old body style. So even though we're not going to make a 4-door, all of our restorations eventually will involve a whole new chassis. So, yes, it'll be the older sheet metal that was originally built by Trekker Motor Corporation. The new Trekker Motor cars will just have the new retro chassis built beneath it.
I think that's a great idea. Certainly so many people love the old Rancheros and El Caminos, and there's been thoughts and rumors that General Motors is going to bring an Australian Holden variant of that back into the marketplace, but hasn't done so. So you definitely will fill a niche there. And I think the 6-door is brilliant because, like you say, you know, for a company, for publicity for that company or for doing tours around a city, just like you mentioned in Boston where they have the duck tours, this would be perfect. Stephen Contrero is with us. He's the vice president of Adamson Industries Corporation, division of Adamson Industries in Haverhill, Massachusetts. And if you'd like to check out their website, it's a very simple, checkermotorcars.com. And Steve, why don't you give out a telephone number as well?
Sure, absolutely. Our phone number is 978-423-3770. And we enjoy talking about automobiles. We love hearing the stories. We think of a Trekker as baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Trekker cab. So we love hearing about, people being married in Trekkers, being proposed to in Trekkers, that being their first memory of the United States when they came from another country. So, automobiles are history, and we're all
about... They certainly are. Well, Steve, we'll get you back for another visit real soon. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for...
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.